Gentlemen, we have now we are continuing Siman Tov Reish Lamed, page 182, and we discussed yesterday a little bit about the halachas of the defanois, the walls of the sukkah. We spoke about the walls. Today we're going to be looking a little bit more. And yesterday we discussed about the smell, if there's any problems emerging from the walls of the sukkah. Further, we discussed the halachas of if there is an odor within the sukkah, perhaps even seeing the Beis HaKisei. We spoke about karka negzeles, stolen property, in terms of putting the sukkah where you're not allowed to really, public land. We discussed that. Now we're going to be looking more practically into the shape, the walls of the sukkah. How many walls does the sukkah need? One, two, three, or four? How many walls does the sukkah need? And it sounds like a simple question, but the answer is not as straightforward at all. What's the answer?
Two and a bit.
Two and a bit, right. Sounds quite yeshivish, right? So if you ask somebody, you know, how many walls? Two and a bit. So what does that mean, two and a bit? Two or three? So yeah, of course, we have been learning Gemara, and therefore you're right. That's exactly the words of the Gemara. But let us look at this in greater detail. What does that mean, two and a bit? And what is that bit? And where does that come from? And is that the chatchila, but the evet? How should really sukkah look like? And we're going to be looking at various scenarios in various shapes of how the sukkah may or may not look like. Okay, so if beis habayis tfana zah sukkah, yemo yishtayim zu etzel zu kemin gam. Now, the tfana sukkah, yemo yishtayim zu etzel zu kemin gam. The first case, which is the most the prototype case, was the structure of the sukkah looking like this, kemin gam. What is a gam? Gam means it's a letter in which alphabet.
Greek.
I think it's Latin. Greek, Latin. I'm raising my hands. Gamma, alpha, beta, gamma. Greek. Greek. Okay, so gamma. So gamma. It looks like a. No. Yeah. So yeah. Right. It looks like it. Like what we would call a mirrored L or something. Yeah. So I don't exactly know which position it is. But I do know what's explicit is that it's basically where you've got a rectangle somewhere in one position. You've got something which looks like an L, upside down L, mirrored L. You've got somewhere a 90 degree corner. And that is when the Shulchan Aruch says, Kamin Gam, that is what it's talking about. It's always good to know Greek. That's ikonon chesukah, by knowing Greek, that's the way to do it, Abu Sa'id. So, now if you've got two tfanos, two walls, which look like a gam, so we can call it like an L or anything like that, basically like this. Now, the halacha is, as you mentioned correctly, that two walls do not suffice for a sukkah. You don't need four. You need three. However, the third one, there's a particular leniency with regard to the third one. It's a two and a bit. So two walls need to be solid. That's what we call the gam. But as with regards to the third one needs to be a bit. It needs to be a bit. What does that mean? So it says as follows. Oh, it's a doifen shesh broch v'yoyser al tefach. What you need to have is a tefach. You got a gam? You got a gam? So what is a gam?
It's like an R, basically. Simply word, it's like an R.
Like an R? I see, like a.
If you get a set of sukkah.
Right, I just don't know how accurate it is, yeah. Yeah, it's always the first page somewhere. I don't know if it's accurate, though. No, that might be more accurate.
That's
not particularly good. That's a script. Maybe this block. That's good. That's it. You just had it. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
It's like a letter R.
Can you just show that? That's the gum.
And that's the marshu at the end. That's the third wall.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. Very good, good, good. I've always said this is the gum. Gamma. Alpha, beta, gamma. Gallows, yes.
See, the corner of the mask, because it's off, yeah. Great seeing those lips.
So that's it. So now, the third wall, you need to be one tefach. Now, it would be easy to say, you just do that tefach as in the gamma, it would be easy to say, but it's not really true. That it needs to be a tefach, correct. The third wall needs to be a tefach. However, where do you put that tefach? You just connect it to that you know, to that, either here or here, it would make a difference. Is that what it is? The answer is not quite, not quite. That's actually not good enough. One wall, two wall, the third, the tefach wall, is not just to be connected to one of the two walls. Rather, it's a bit more lamdish than that. Because if you had that, well, all you're going to have is two full walls plus a tefach, that's not good enough. Shuchnach says, Mamido bepochos mishloi shel echel me'atfanos. You need to, Mamido, you place that tefach wall. Yes, it's a tefach. So it's a wall which is only a tefach. Mamido, you put that tefach bepochos mishloi shel echel me'atfanos. You put it within three tfachim of one of the two tfanos. So say, for instance, you have this over here. You want to put now a tefach wall, which is going to be the equivalent of my finger, let's say. You put it over here, but you don't put it, right over here. This part over here is the tefach. You don't put it right over here. Rather, what you do is you leave three tefachim space. You leave three tefachim space, and then you put that tefach wall. What does that give you? So you've got one full wall, two full walls. Then that third wall is going to be empty and void initially for three tefachim, and then you're going to put one tefach wall standing independently, as it were, in the air. What does that give us? Because it's three tefachim over here, which is airspace, and you've got one tefach wall over here. So how much is that all together?
Four.
Now, what's the significance of four tefachim?
That's a wall.
Four tefachim is a wall. Yeah. What you are saying to us, Pesach, is correct as well. Because what we are saying is that by having the three tefachim over here, the three tefachim which are empty, what's that? Should we show it through this? You know, maybe that's. Oh, yeah, you know what, we need Gideon's, yeah. Because I've always said, the way it works is as follows. No. Gideon had a very nice, and probably you've got a nice picture in the back. I've always said, the background is as follows. And Mishimu is going to explain it, but I'm going to say it in Greek first. What is the minimum shear of a wall? No, what is the minimum shear of a wall? A wall, when we speak about this wall and that wall, what's the minimum amount of a sukkah? What's the 7 on 7. 7 on 7. Okay. Now, that's a given. Obviously, we've got to just take that as a given. 7 tfachim on 7 tfachim is a minimum shear of a wall. So I've got 1 times 7 and 1 times 7. Now, if I just had one tefach over here, that's not good enough. I need to have a minimum. It makes sense to say the minimum of the third wall needs to be. You don't need to have all seven. It's not. You need to have exactly. You need to have roiv. What I need to have over here is the majority of seven. What's the majority of seven?
Three.
Oh yeah, we're going to be a bit less precise, and we're just going to call it four. I know for the pedantic people over here, it's not going to be good enough. But we're just going to say half of seven. We all knew the drop. What? It doesn't have a. Pedantic? Pedantic? Pedantic. Okay. Okay. So if we understand that you need to have a minimum of 7 tefachim, and we understand that you need to have at least a majority of that, and we assume that majority is 4 as opposed to 3.5, which we accept. So you're going to have 4 tefachim over here. How do you get to 4 tefachim? So now we're learning, you don't need to have a physical wall of 4 tefachim. It's not required. Of course, if you want, that's great. 7, 7, 4. Great stuff. 7, 7, 4. That's amazing. If I were to do it like this, that's amazing. Shulchan Aruch is telling us, I don't need to do it. I don't need to be. So I don't have to build so much. If I want to be more long, this is what I can do. And I can do 7, 7. I leave airspace over here. And I make a Tzuras HaPesach, which is considered like a wall. And that's adjoining and leading to one tefach of a proper wall. Thereby, 3 tefachim plus 1 tefach. 3 tefachim of air tefach, of Tzuras HaPesach tefach, Tzuras HaTefach wall, plus 1 tefach, real, concrete, solid wall. 3 plus 1 is 5. That's right. So 3 plus 1 is 4. So I end up having 4.
What's the 4th?
On the 3rd,
is that airspace?
So I'm saying 3 tefachim, 2 as a Pesach, and 1 tefach real. So the way it's going to look like, it's going to look like once, it's going to look like this. This is actually one proper wall of 7 tefachim, a second wall of 7 tefachim. Here I'm going to have nothing for 3 tefachim. What I'm going to have is a 2 as a Pesach, which means I'm going to have on top of here some sort of Tzuras HaPesach, something which appears like a door. We're going to speak about that. You may not even need that. But there's going to be something. The point is that ultimately, after three tefachim of nothingness, I'm going to have here one tefach of wall going up like this. Very similar to the pillar you've got on your right-hand side. Very similar, something like that. And therefore, what I'm going to have there is going to be three tefachim, see-through, nothing, airspace, Tzuras HaPesach, plus one tefach, real wall. 3 plus 1 is 4. So I've got over here, consider the majority of the 7 tefachim, and therefore I'm fine. I'm good to go. Yeah? 7 tefachim, and 4 tefachim as it were. Just in the Lomdish way. Make sense? As opposed to what? As opposed to having what?
Well, isn't it Lovut? Don't we look at that? Yeah,
so if you have it, well, we said 4 tefachim.
The gap between the wall.
If I want to do Lovut, I could do Lovut here as well. That would work as well.
No,
we'll be learning about that.
Saying,
no, because you've got 4 tefachim before the tefach. And that's not Lovut. Yeah, I've got 4 tefachim. Ah, yeah, if I do within 3 tefachim. The problem is like this.
Tefach.
No, there is a bit of a problem. If I do 3 tefachim and a bit less, and then I put the tefach, and then exactly 1 tefach wall, I don't have enough. It needs a 3.5. No, I need to have 4. But we'll get to that. So Tzuras HaPesach, Shulchan Aruch says, Tzuras HaPesach plus 1 tefach, we'll get to it. Rabbi, so let us see base again. Tfanu says Suka, Imo Yushtaim Zu Etzel Zu Kimin Gam. If I've got 2 walls which are shaped like a gigamma, like an L, let's call it. Oysidoifen, what I do is, Oysidoifen, I add in a third wall, which is Baruch Bo Yisrael Tefach, which is more than a Tefach, Umaamidoi, and I place it, Bepochus Mishloy Shalechus Matfanos, I put it within 3 Tfachim, of one of the 2 walls, the Yamid, and I place Kone a pole, a horizontal pole. Can I get a koisel on top over here? Can I get a tefach opposite or extended to this tefach? The Yasel Tzuras HaPesach, and I make a Tzuras HaPesach, the shape of a doorway. Sheyamit Kone Olov al tefach. That is going to be supporting that. I have over here a shape of a door shape. That on top of it, I need to have something over here on top. And thereby this sukkah is going to be kosher. Avalpi, although shakone shall geben in yabain, even if the kone is not going to touch, is not going to touch it. Vimatevach v'doifin magi leschach enzorich kone al geben. Rabbi Sage, what Ramo is telling us over here is that actually I've been saying over here I need to have on top of here a wall, I said we need to have a pesach over here. Ramo says I don't actually need the Tzuras HaPesach over here. Because what's going to be lying over here? Schach. So imagine, you may have a picture of that somewhere. You may have a picture of that scenario. If I've got schach over here, I've got a layer over here. I've got a roof, a ceiling over here. And that is like the Tzuras HaPesach. Because the point is, all I need really to connect this tefach to this wall over here, I need something which connects it. If I've got the tefach wall, and then over here I've got the schach, that looks like a Tzuras HaPesach, and that's good.
How would you have a Tzuras HaPesach and a schach? Maybe I can't imagine properly. How can you have them both at the same time? That makes sense. What you
that mean? Is a Tzuras HaPesach. It's like a Tzuras HaPesach.
How could you have both if you wanted to?
I would put...
Where would the schach go?
It's like, imagine the door frame. I'd have a door frame over here. Tzuras HaPesach, the door frame around it. You're right. Imagine I had a literal door over here and I pulled the door off. I had the door frame over here and the tefach over here, the wall over here. That's exactly like this, yeah. The door frame without the door. That's right. So but now we're learning, you don't even need a door frame. Don't bother with it. Because I've got, by default, I've got it, the shape anyway. I've got one tefach over here, wall over here, schach on top. I've got a Tzuras HaPesach. So that's what we're learning about. So, back to your words, what you said before. When you said before, very correctly, the words of the Gemara, how many walls do you need? We said 2 and a bit, which is true. So it's not really accurate to say 2 and 1 tefach, which is what most boys in year 5 and year 6, they say, how many sukkah walls do you need? 2 and a bit. 2 and 1 tefach. It's not really accurate. It's not really accurate. Why is it not accurate? Because what do we really need?
Oh.
No, not 3 and 1, no.
2 and Roy.
That's much more accurate. One, two, and this one, I need four tefach. How do I get to four tefach? If I want, I'm being really cool. I can be really lomdish. And I can achieve the four by having a tzuz ha-pesach plus one tefach real. So that's really the lomdish. Lomdish is not two plus one. That's not true. If I do one wall, two wall, and one tefach over here, the sukkah is posel. It's posel. It's posel. I need a third wall to be at least four tefachim. It is accurate, and it's correct, and it's true. I can have the four tefachim. One of the ways I can get the four tefachim is by having a tzuz ha-pesach plus one tefach real.
The width of it.
What does that mean, the width? Define width.
The height doesn't have to be...
Correct. I'm not defining the height now.
So
correct.
If you go with the width,
I don't know if width is accurate. It's the... How do you call it? The length, perhaps.
If you go with the boring option, without the kind of
log
and all that sort of
thing, seven tefach, and four tefach.
That four has to be four log, but how high does that have to be? Still have to go all the way to the scuff, doesn't it?
Oh, that's a different shaila. How high does this wall need to be? And that will be addressed later.
It's a Mishnah in Sukkah, right?
It is a Mishnah in Sukkah. That's good Asik. And that will be one of the recorded shurim on the holidays. That's the later sermon. That will be in the holiday shurim. Watch this space of Oisai. That's going to be one of the holiday pre-recorded shurim.
And the sneak preview is it has to be a certain time of
time. It does, in order to achieve good Asik. Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Rosh Hashanah came to my house and told me what we had to do. Our third wall, because obviously we've got two walls, in the indoor Sukkah.
Right,
and the third wall is the counter.
Oh, very good. So you can have a beautiful gudasik.
Well, it's not four to fucking long.
Oh,
you told us to put a board
there. That's the way to do it.
It's kind of halfway up.
That's absolutely fine. It's great. Yeah,
it doesn't have to go all the way to the
it does not. That's right. Correct. It doesn't have to go all the way up.
That's true of any wall.
If you've done absolutely, we'll be learning about this.
I
both said these are true. Yeah,
correct.
We Velcro on our third wall.
You've got what?
We attach it with Velcro.
Yeah, that's very good.
The only thing we have to remember to do is to do that before we do the tzuka.
Absolutely, because otherwise you've got a problem with Tazman and Osu. That's right. Very nice. Very, very nice. I suppose there is a real life scenario. But will this will be pre-recorded. It's James, one of the... It's Sim Tov Lamed. I think it's... Yes, it's Sif Tess or Sif Yud. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Yeah. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. I want to see Sif Cotton base, because that's really important. Sif Cotton Vav. We're not going to do the whole thing, but a few points we've got to see inside. Sif Cotton Vav. Tfanas HaSukha. Kedei Lehovinei Tevaktim Lekan Kamo Ikrim LaHalacha Zu. We have got to introduce a few points. Aleph, point number one. Shir Sukha Ushtemachzek Shival Shival Tvachim Lefochos. The minimum size of a Sukha is 7 Tefach on 7 Tefach. Kedei Lekamon. As discussed later. Base, point number two. Kedalfinu b'gmor mikro'i. When we learn in the Gemara from Psukim, we learn, the loy koru sukkah, something is not called a sukkah, unless, ale schach levad, which is if got schach, that's not good enough. Elem ken yesh lo sholesh tefonis, you've got to have three walls. Ve'aloch lamoshim is Sinai. And we've got an ongoing tradition from Kabbalah Zotere. The achas min atfono is sagi b'tefach echad. One of them is sufficient to have one tefach. One tefach is sufficient. What is this tefach? Point number three, Gimel. Because Malkin Binon Shenir Kedoifin. One tefach is still going to look like a doifin, like a wall, defined wall. Tehanim Yesh Lo Shteit Fanas Smuchazu Etzel Kamin Dalet. He calls it Kamin Dalet. It's true, really. If you think about the gum is a bit like a dalet, really. Yeah, so he calls it Kamin Dalet. He's a bit more Jewish, yeah. We don't want to put the Greek into the Mishnah Berurah, kind of, you know, that's like, especially Hanukkah time, it's a bit like off-color. So therefore, we define into a Dalit for political reasons. So diversity is great. And we like the
Dalit for diversity.
The Dalit for diversity, yeah. You take a daf, a board, which is one tefach, and you put it within three tefachim of one of the two established walls. You put it there. He calls it lovut. Excuse me, apologies. call it Lovot. He calls it Lovot. Yeah, very good. Apologies for my incorrect clarification. You're right. He calls it Lovot. It turns out you've got four tefachim altogether. So I don't know why you see it. You don't really need to as a Pesach if that's the case. And thereby you've got seven tefachim. Ah, you need that. Yeah, you're right. Kedashim Shia, Adoifin Yasser, Tzuz HaPesach, and then you do a Tzuz HaPesach. Dainu Shiamit Kone Ekenegdo Shetefach, right, as discussed. Okay. Yeah, and Mishnebuin indeed, and Sivkot Mches calls it Lovot again. Roiv Doifin, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, I think we're gonna stop over here. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow. So tomorrow, Blinet, I hope, I intend that we'll be doing Siv Gibel, Siv Dalet, and hopefully Siv Hay as well. And then the rest will be pre-recorded, Be'ezer Hashem. Okay.